25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. I'm trying to figure out whether today is the anniversary of the Washington Monument being opened, but tomorrow is Washington's birthday, right? Why didn't they wait to have the Washington Monument dedication on Washington?
They were being preemptive. You didn't get the memo on that, huh?
Another great government. Hey. All right, so we're going to, I suppose maybe we ought to, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffens, Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, with an update on what's in the Queen of Cheap box. I don't know where Richie is, supposed to be around somewhere. We have been grousing, grinding, if you're just joining us, a few complaints, not more than a few.
No, we've solved some issues plaguing the nation.
We have.
God, what is your problem?
Yesterday's video of the day, I want to compare yesterday, compare and contrast. You ever do that when you were in high school? You wrote a paper that had to compare and contrast.
Yes.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All right. Yeah. So the video of the day yesterday is something that you have to see to believe. If you did not see it, we keep our videos. They're cumulative, so it'll be in the top position. If you look at the homepage at DougSteffens.com, you see when you go right to it, there's a big video box. And the video of the day, which today happens to be from Jon Stewart's Daily Show, he here shows you in rather vivid terms why Russians were not bothered much by last week's meteor. You have to see the videos, especially the cows that get dumped on the highway out of a truck. It's bizarre. So that's in the main box. But if you look to the left, you see three other videos that are the most recent 3 days in our video focus at DougSteffens.com. So the one on the top is one that you got to see because you will not believe it. It's one of those you just can't believe this is real. This is a cultural sensitivity training tape. The audio is a little hard to understand, so that's why you have to watch this guy going through the training at the FDA.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, he calls pilgrims illegal immigrants.
Right.
That's one of the things. He said he doesn't want to call minorities minorities anymore. He wants to call them emerging majorities. And all the while that he's saying this, he's making people in the crowd chant back to him, repeating what he tells them. Yeah. It is the creepiest, brainwashingest, weirdest video you'll ever see. And as he's doing it, he's kind of like jumping around and dancing around, and he's delivering these messages. It's very, very strange and very disturbing.
This is, Roberta, we were off earlier before you were here on any number of things that are so over the top. It doesn't make any difference anymore who's in charge. It's so, because there's nobody in charge. Mm-hmm. It's so out of control. Here's a director, a Palestinian director, that gets detained at LAX because...
A film director.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's up for a nomination for an Oscar. One of the five finalists for an Oscar, and he gets taken into a back room for an hour and a half because the folks at the TSA and the Immigration and Customs Department are so stupid, they think this guy, because he's a Palestinian, couldn't possibly be involved in the Oscars, couldn't possibly be nominated for an Oscar nomination.
They wanted to see his invitation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he provided some information about it, but they are just that kind of stuff makes anybody who's got a brain crazy. And then there's the TSA that detains this 3-year-old in a wheelchair. Jennifer, tell that story.
Yeah, this sweet baby girl named Lucy, she and her family, mom and dad, were going through security on their way to Florida to go to Disney World. Lucy has spina bifida. She's been confined to a wheelchair, and this was like their dream to take this family vacation. And they go through security. Everything's fine. As they're walking towards the gate, TSA, a couple of agents come chasing after them, get Lucy in her wheelchair and start pushing her away from her parents. Well, her parents are outraged. They're asking what's going on. They say, well, we have to go and check her. You have to stay here. They said, we're not leaving our child alone with you. they said, well, we have to give special scrutiny to people in wheelchairs. Because, you know, every time there's a crime committed, it's by a three-year-old girl in a wheelchair.
Or a 100-year-old woman, a grandmother in a wheelchair.
Right. So they push this poor girl away. They start swabbing down her wheelchair to see if there's any explosive matter. They're moving her around. She's clearly uncomfortable. She's screaming at the top of her lungs, I don't want to go to Disneyland anymore. And she's, I mean, just disturbing and so, so wrong that the TSA finally had to come out. And this is the first. I actually had to apologize yesterday.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
For their behavior.
Yeah. Hey, but it just goes on and 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 on. And we keep putting up with it. Here's, I don't know, I look around at this stuff. I give you another half a dozen items that are just like this, and I don't know that they do any good because we don't change. We listen, we laugh about it, or we get angry about it, and then we let it pass.
But what I want to know is, I have yet to hear any news that they've caught any terrorists
never.
In this method.
Right. They have never. The TSA has never caught one terrorist. We've spent tens of billions of dollars since September 11th for security that was worthless. If anything, Roberta, if anything, the lines that are created outside the TSA checkpoints
create targets.
Create
yeah,
targets.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and here's the deal. I don't mind getting screened before I get on a plane.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't mind. But let me just put this on. I don't mind. You know, if it does help in some small way to
What does it help?
But if it turns someone away, maybe. Okay. So I don't mind that. The problem is that the TSA has turned it. I mean, first of all, not every agent, but every time I go through there, these people are very unpleasant. And I know people are stupid when they travel. But it's hard when you're not stupid when you travel to be treated kind of unfairly,
you
like you're a criminal.
Well, mostly
yeah.
because the people who are doing it are stupid.
Right, right.
You remember the incident at LAX last year when I was before they got rid of the X-ray machines,
the Xerox machines
were bad for you. They got rid of them. I said I'm not going through the machine when I went through. If there was a checkpoint. That was the only option, then I wouldn't go through it. I want to be patted down. So I was pulled aside at LAX, and I stood there, and after 4 minutes, I said to the agent, I want not to be, I'm being penalized because I don't want to go through there and get hurt. I want an agent now. And he looked at me, and he whispered, agent needed over on line 4, just to give me the, you know, a little more screwing. And then 4 times that went on over the next 10 minutes, I said, I want the director, I want the man in charge right now. So he whispered, bring supervisor over here. You just want to slap these guys. So this
I
is
just
what
think
I'm,
it's a good example of when the government gets involved in anything, you get a lot.
That's not the whole story.
It's fraud. I mean, they kind of create like these fraudulent things. They put so much money into this stuff, and it's all top heavy.
If you listen to the discussion, every time I go through a checkpoint, all I hear the agents talking about what their next job is and how much they're getting paid and whether they should go for this promotion or that promotion. They're not looking at people. They're talking about themselves and their jobs. So, at that instance, when I was at LAX, after I'm watching these guys go through my bags, and I can't see what they're doing because they're on the other side of the machine. I can see them messing with it, though. So anyway, I get my bags after going through this ridiculous reality and go down to the gate, and I find myself, I needed to call somebody, so I'm looking in my bag for my phone. It's not there. So I think to myself, did these guys really have that much balsam to take my phone out of my bag just to give me the old what for? So I go back to the station at this particular, there are 6 terminals at LAX, so I'm in Terminal 3. So I go back to where the TSA agent is and the supervisor said, my phone seems to be missing. Oh, well, so why'd you come back to us? I said, because I think you took it. He looks at me. And he gives me this really, really, like he's going to call the police over. I said, can you look in the drawer? I know you keep the phones and stuff in the drawer. This other a-hole comes up to me, looks at me, gives me the eyeball up and down, goes over into the drawer, says, describe your phone. I said, it's black, a regular cell phone. Nothing like that in here. Closes the drawer. There's a lady on a phone over standing next to me. I said, would you mind calling this number, please? So if she dials my phone, it rings in the drawer. So I look at the agent, and I'm really looking at him now. I said, my phone's ringing in the drawer. He stands there, looks at the drawer, looks at me. He doesn't open the drawer. He then opens the drawer after I say, I want my phone. It's in your drawer. He picks it up and looks at it and then gives it to me in disgust. I said, this is a black cell phone. He said, yeah, but there's a red dot in the upper left-hand corner. I said, you GD jerk. That's what I said. I looked at him. I said, do you realize how much people despise these operations because of people like you? He gave me the smarmiest smirk and just turned away from me.
That's what you're dealing with.
I had no attitude other than what I rightfully, when I'm put aside because I don't want to go through the x-ray machine. I mean, do you know how many lawsuits you and I will have to pay for because we're taxpayers and people are suing these people? And these people in the wheelchair have every right to sue them. As does the guy who's the director from Palestine. But at the end of the day, when they go to court, those people don't pay. The employees don't pay. You and I pay. So what is there about the system that allows that to happen? It just is so wrong. And I know I'm not apologizing for the way I sound. I'm just fed up with it. And anybody who's got any sense of responsibility or any sense of reality, it's the same thing over and over and over again. It's time for us to make some changes. That's all. That's the only way. How else do you look at it? You don't. You want to live like this in a country? All right. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry, actually. I could go on. I could take the whole hour.
You could, but we won't.
Yeah, you could.
Yep. You could, but we won't, because we get it, and we're all with you.
All right, let's get to do.
The Queen of Cheap. Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. All right, let's get to the Queen of Cheap report. Big deal today for those of you who like going to Burger King. Where's the Queen of Cheap intro, Michael? And we're going to...
She's the queen of cheap. Thank you for that, too. Dumpster time.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
I need to go take a cold shower while you're doing this, Roberta.
Might be a good idea, boys. Get off the podium.
Okay,
let's start with Burger King. 25 cents for a hot or an iced coffee. Now, this goes through March 10th, so it's a really good deal. If you want to get a coffee, you don't want to spend a lot of money on it, there you go. And if you're in a cold area, have it hot. If you're in a hot area, have it cold. Or if you're in a cold area, have it cold, however you want to do it. But it's 25 cents, just a quarter for some coffee. Family Circle Magazine, 1 year subscription, 12 issues, only $5. You'll save almost $25 on the subscription. Makes a great gift, you know, for Mother's Day, which will be coming up. Think about it, hint, hint. Ace Hardware, if you're going there this weekend, $5 off a $25 purchase. Now, you can use this either online or in stores, and we have the coupon code for you if you're doing it online, so you can get that $5 off the $25 purchase.
Yep.
Sears, they're giving you an additional 15% off their clothing clearance. And again, we have that code for you. It's a coupon code. That expires today. So if you want to use this,
get at it.
Make sure you get at it. Don't sit on your hands on this one. And Living Social, you know, that's one of those sites that's kind of like Groupon or BloomSpot or Amazon Local Deals, Living Social. You know, they give you deals on different things, services, haircuts, items, whatever, restaurants. Well, they're giving you an extra 20% off of most deals that cost $100 or less. Mm-hmm. So this is a really great deal to save an additional $20 on that. And we tell you how to do all these wonderful things and save all this money at DougStephan.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
Facebook.com for Ace Hardware and some of those things as well there. It's 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The theme from American Idol. It's the sudden death round for the girls. Roberta, you didn't watch this last night. Jennifer, you didn't watch this last night. Richie, you didn't watch it. Nobody watched this?
I did not.
Wow.
Taekwondo and then a beer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How big for that?
Trump's American Idol.
Really?
Yes.
Jenny Beth Willis opened the show last night with Heaven, Heartache, and the Power of Love.
And I say heartache and burn you down like hell.
I guess we, Jennifer, would expect a lady named Jenny Beth to sing country. Did this originally? Do we know anything about this song?
Power of Love was a country singer. It was Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah. No, she's think. Married to Garth Brooks, right?
Garth Brooks, yes.
You're
testing my country IQ.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. All right, next up on the sudden death round for the women on American Idol, Tina Turner's singing Incompatible. Judges liked her because they said she connected emotionally with the song, but they didn't like Jenny Beth in the same way, it seems. So far, Torres has more attention at the beginning of the show than Willis. Moving on to the third contestant in the sudden death round for the women on American Idol. It's Adriana. Adriana Latonio. Is that how you pronounce her name? Ain't no way. Is she and Richie, would you say?
I don't know. I can't remember which one she is. We're just
starting.
You have
to be younger than 28, though.
Yeah, we're just starting to kind of get to know each of them.
Roberta's thinking to herself, another warbler.
Yep.
All right. All right, well, the judges like her, Roberta, even if you and I don't. Next. Randy Hotard singing anymore in the sudden death round for the girls.
I
actually do like it. How many hours? Do you like it, Roberta?
Yeah, she's okay.
What do you think, Richie?
Hey, it's good. It's not anything that really gets my attention.
All right, let's see if we can get to Richie's attention. Next up on the sudden death round, Shuba Vedula, is that how you pronounce your name?
If your guess is as good as mine.
Vedula.
I hope not. I hope you're wrong.
Born that way.
No, this is the Indian girl. Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Who is she?
She's the really pretty Indian girl.
Ah. So the judges thought she had a great voice, but they told her there was too much other stuff going on in her performance.
She does. She's very tries to be very entertaining.
Yeah. Moving around.
There's a lot of moving around, and there's a lot of that type stuff from her. So it can be a little distracting, but she's nice.
Here's Kamara Owsley singing "Mr. Know It All." Want to try one more?
Sure.
Cree Harrison singing "Up to the Mountain."
Yeah, 16. Sure.
Yeah, 16. Judges apparently really loved her performance.
Nice. Sounds good.
Okay. Yep. Some of the finalists on American Idol last night here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Walmart. Low prices are on Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals and Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal. Like you'll play Greek yogurt. That's Walmart. Find everything you need to get back on track this year. Backed by AdMatch. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad on identical products. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new Hit Card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new Hit Card at Discover.com.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Girl, put your sunglasses on.
Today's not a good day.
It's a good day to get
gone.
What?
Yeah.
Let me enlighten you, Doug.
Doug James.
Every day can be a good day as long as your mind is in the right place.
Yeah.
Right. Who do I sound like?
Remember how you always tell
you?
Us, you can start over. If yesterday wasn't good, today can be a great day.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All that
so
garbage.
I'm starting over with a story about a woman in Ohio who was fired because she voted for President Obama. Her name is Patricia Kunkel. She is suing a defense contractor. The defense contractor is Qmark. Also suing the president of the company as well. The president was dumb enough to tell his employees that if Obama was reelected, he would fire everybody who voted for him. Now, I want to know how he found out. First, I mean, that'd be the question I'd have. How do you know?
Well, you walk through the parking lot, you see the bumper sticker on their car.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean everybody. There's discrimination there.
I know. But
only the ones that are visibly.
It's pretty easy to walk through your workplace. I mean, if it's huge, it might be a little harder. But to know who voted for who. I mean, Jennifer, in your workplace, you pretty much know who voted for who.
Absolutely.
Here,
very clear.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. She's probably going to end up getting about $25,000 out of this guy. You don't fire somebody. And I think there aren't going to be some kind of ramifications for him.
You can't tell people that.
All right, so I'm trying to change the mood here, Richie.
Okay. I'm all for it.
Here's the story of a fellow who decided to buy his mother-in-law a cemetery plot as a Christmas gift.
That was nice of him.
Next year, Christmas time rolls around, doesn't buy her a gift. She asks the son-in-law, why?
Oh, no. You didn't use the last
that's
one.
That's it. And that's how the fight started, if you've heard some of those lines. That's it. All right.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, let's get... you don't have a fight with your mother-in-law, do you? She lives with you. But
no, luckily she doesn't speak English very well, so we don't have many fights at all.
You can scream at her in English, and it's fine.
Right.
There you go. Does your wife stick up for her? Actually, I thought you were very sweet when I met her.
No, she's very nice. I don't have any problems.
Right. You're lucky, because you don't have to worry about a babysitter.
That's right.
All right, so all of this news about Pretorius... Pretorius, is that how you pronounce his name?
Pistorius.
Okay. How many people have heard, with the focus on these runners, how many people have heard the story about the real hero of the day, maybe the hero of the week. Very, very interesting story about a 101-year-old man believed to be the world's oldest marathon runner. He says, "I'm retiring and I'm sad about it." His name is Faja Singh, nicknamed the Turban Tornado.
He
began running at age 89.
Oh, my goodness.
He's competed in 9 marathons. He says, "Age has finally caught up to me. I'm hurt by the fact I have to retire," he says, "but this, I can't do this anymore." But at 101, why would anybody, why do you apologize for that? God love the guy. He turned actually 102, or is April 1st. He's going to compete, but only for 10 miles of the Hong Kong Marathon when it takes place. So God love the guy. I'm looking at a picture of him. He looks like quite a character. But what a great name, huh? The Turbaned Tornado.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you have to be fast if they call you a tornado. That's good.
That's it. All right, so there's somebody who runs, and he's got both of all of his legs. And that was really the thing that got Pistorius the attention, because he was an amputee, double amputee. Or did he not ever have legs? Was he born without the bottom of his legs?
He was born without them. And then, yeah, I mean, A, for you to be able to compete in the regular Olympics, not just the Paralympics, and then win, you know, race, you know, it's amazing. But apparently he was working the steroids a little bit. So, yeah, there's a nasty case of roid rage going on here.
Yeah, apparently. All right, Roberta, I took my wife to a restaurant.
Yes.
The waiter, for some reason, took my order first.
Yeah.
I'll have the rump steak rare, please. Waiter said, "Aren't you worried about the mad cow?" "Nah, she can order for herself."
And those are divorcing words, sir.
I was saying, you don't have a wife.
No, I don't, as a matter of fact. And I'm keeping my comments after that to myself. It's 22 before the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Getting better all the time.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was an angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
19 before the hour, Doug Steffen and a Good Day program, focusing on what you can see with a video camera on your television. And one of the things you'll be able to see before Christmas is drones. Well, maybe, yeah. Now, Roberta is taking your husband to the hospital and sticking a television camera up his butt so they can see what it looks like.
Everybody get your colonoscopies.
Is that a television camera out there? Okay.
Okay, so now, television cameras with drone technology. The drone makers, and there are a couple of them apparently in the aerospace business here in America, are trying. They have a concerted effort on now. This is something we're in and out of all the time, but this is becoming more and more and more and more and more.
News crews are already using them.
Well, now the Border Patrol is trying to buy these things. Apparently, the police in most major cities are trying to buy them. There are some universities that have sprawling campuses. They want to keep an eye on what's going on with it. I mean, it's, hello, where can you go anymore to just be you? Can you go out and have
Montana.
Go to a park and go out on the grass and bring your girlfriend and make out on the grass? Somebody's going to be watching you on a drone.
That's kind of hot. Why don't I get one of those drones?
Okay. All right, so there I am. I'm picking out all
of slow season for me. I'll take what I can get watching weirdos in the park make out.
Well, I didn't know weirdos. Weirdos in the park. There are a lot of people.
She's talking about buying a drone and watching them.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I got it.
Don't take it personally, Doug. I love making out in parks.
Do you?
Wait.
When's the last time you went to a park?
So there's some news that America's Got Talent.
Step away slowly.
Yeah. Okay, so America's Got Talent was without a judge. If you remember, Sharon Osbourne announced that she was leaving the show.
Really, I woke up this morning wondering what was going to happen on America's Got Talent.
I knew that you would. Well, the show starts in May, so it's about time for them to find someone to join Howard Stern and Howie Mandel. And boy, oh boy, did they find a deserving candidate. NBC has announced that the new judge replacing Sharon Osbourne will be... Spice Girl Mel B. You might know her as Scary Spice. Which I think is funny because I think Sharon Osbourne is kind of scary, so Scary Spice replaces Scary Osbourne.
You know, I didn't figure that the two Howards would last this long.
They don't like each other.
Yeah, but they've been able to make it work so far.
They both know that neither one of them are going to... I mean, Howie Mandel might have more longevity on TV. Howard Stern is very limited on what he can do on television, and this is one of the things he can do. Howie Mandel can host game shows, so he knows that he's probably getting more attention doing this. So I think they just have to grin and bear it and just sit next to each other and play nice.
Right.
But rumor is they do not like each other. Now, some other casting news. Mandy Moore, she's the pop princess.
Yes.
I do, too. She also is an actress. She's been in movies and not TV.
Mandy Moore, she's been on the show several times. You remember.
This program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's very sweet.
Brunette. She's probably, I don't know, 28 now or something.
What
she was like a teen pop star.
She was a teen pop star, but then she turned into a pretty serious actress. She's done some great, she's done some really good movie roles, and now she's going to TV for the first time. She's just been tapped to star in the ABC comedy pilot Pulling, which revolves around three dysfunctional women in their 30s living their lives the way they want to, despite what society tells them. I want to be on this show. She's going to she's playing Louise, the optimistic gal out to snag a husband.
Yeah, she's very likable.
And very cute. Yeah. Now, Kristen Wiig, also very funny, has landed a role in the new episodes of Arrested Development, which will be a lot of fun. Those are going to be airing only on Netflix, but I have this big prediction that they will be extremely popular. They will hit Netflix starting in May. Destiny's Child singer Michelle Williams. Now, if you saw her at the Super Bowl or if you saw her at the Grammys, this girl is in prime form. I mean, Doug,
at the Grammys?
You know how you feel about beefy arms? This chick, she fits the bill. Michelle is like, she's never looked better. And she's got her own reality show called My Sister's Keeper.
Go look at the Grammy dress that she was wearing.
Look at
these
two. She's doing her own reality show called My Sister's Keeper. It's produced by Entertainment One Television. It's going to follow Michelle Williams and her sister as her new solo gospel album is released. So something new for her. And then Padgett Brewster, who I don't know if people have a lot of name recognition with her, but they know the girl that is on Criminal Minds. Very well known. Paget Brewster has had a long career in Criminal Minds. She's just signed on to do comedy for the first time. She's going to be in a pilot called Spy on ABC, and it's about a well-intentioned father of a highly intelligent son. Tim takes a job at a Secret Service agency in order to prove himself a worthy father, and Paget Brewster will play his ex-wife. So that's coming up.
She's 43.
Good news also, yeah, good news.
She's 5'8".
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty
tall. Tall. What's going on with you today?
I know. Listen to Rich.
As she's naming these people, I'm just kind of following along on Google.
Right. He's like shopping in a catalog today.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's making a wish list.
Conan O'Brien gets to host the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Yes. What's the other dinner called, Richie? It's the Congressional...
It's the press... the White House Correspondents' Dinner is the one, and then...
Conan O'Brien's hosting that this year. But what's the other one? There's another one that happens about a month after that one.
Yeah.
Same place, it's like the same deal.
Yeah, and I
you know what would be really funny?
What?
I think that Conan O'Brien should start the show, and as soon as the salad course is over, I think Jay Leno should come out on stage and take over. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. I thought it was interesting also, a lecture was given by Frank Fahrenkopf, who was the commissioner on presidential debates. He admitted yesterday to a group that the idea of selecting Candy Crowley to moderate the second presidential debate was a big mistake. Because apparently she is an outspoken, unabashed supporter of Obama's, and she made the tee up, and then Obama looks over and says, "Thank you, Candy," or something like that. When she says, "What did you?" I don't even remember what she said. I just remembered there being a lot of discussion about it.
I don't remember what the remark was, but she corrected Mitt.
Oh, right.
On one of the facts when Mitt took the president.
It was about
Obama's
September
task.
11th.
I can't remember exactly what it was, said, "No, actually, Mr. Romney, blah 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 blah," and then
she pipes up.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, great. All right, that's amazing, isn't it? I think you just have to know what you're dealing with. That's all. Just realize or understand that these people have biases, like we all do.
Yeah.
But
you have to get your information from everywhere because none of them are really telling you the truth.
Well, but the other side of it is, if you're any good at what you do, you leave your bias at the door. You didn't really know who Walter Cronkite voted for, did you?
Yeah. In the 1960s, it was a whole different game. Right now, name me three. I was going to say name me five journalists where you don't really know where they come from.
I wouldn't be able to name you one. Can you?
I could probably come up with one.
One.
To think about it.
Yeah.
I have to think hard.
I have to work at it a little bit. 11 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Now for a visit from Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on hundreds of radio stations. A lot of great podcast information at their website as well, moneypit.com. Tom will join us in a moment as we have the usual questions and answers. Tom is very well organized, very well thought of in the industry, and you'll figure that out after you listen to some of the expertise he has for us up next here on Good Day.
Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to your family, to your neighborhood, and to your country. Learn more about houselogic.com. The National Association of Realtors is happy to bring you Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit with questions and answers. He didn't come up with the questions. I come up with the crowd. Actually, the ladies and gentlemen who are listening to us come up with questions, Tommy.
Yeah, and so as well as you and as well as Rich.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so for Tommy,
and if you're listening, you only get to ask your question if Doug and Rich have all their questions for the week already right. answered.
Well, but yeah. the great thing about me is my question is everybody's question. I'm doing the same thing everybody else is.
Yeah, you're Mr. Everyman. My questions are usually irrelevant, Tommy.
Yeah, your question is, you know, how do I build a new silo next to the barn? And mine is, how do I replace my kitchen floor, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I have to fix the roof on the silo next to the barn.
You're the Everyman, Doug.
All right, so for Tommy, we have Tammy, who wants to know what to do. She got a problem with her house. She was looking at a house to buy, apparently, had a radon vent installed in it. A pipe came up from under the house but was vented into the attic space. Is that safe? It's kind of, maybe you ought to explain radon.
Sure.
I don't think a lot of people, even though it's very common, understand that it could be in their house.
Right, so radon is a gas that forms in the soil. It's a soil gas, and it can cause health problems. It's known to be carcinogenic in certain levels. Now, it's when it's in the atmosphere, it's polluted so much that it doesn't affect us, but it can build up in homes. Now, in some parts of the country, and perhaps this is what we're reading here from Tammy, builders are required to put in the roof of a radon mitigation system, which is basically a pipe that goes from the basement slab up through and terminates in the attic. Now, that's not a complete system. The idea here is that once you get into the house, once you buy the house, especially if it's a new house, then you do a proper radon test. And if the test comes up positive, then you complete the radon mitigation system installation by installing a fan to that pipe in the attic and then venting that pipe to the outside. So there's a couple of steps that are not done there. So it might not be, Tammy, that the system is complete in this case. In fact, it sounds like it's just the rough what you're seeing, and there's a couple more things that have to be done after the fact.
All right. Got that, Tammy? Thank you for the question. Here's Jamie, who says, last summer I plugged a bunch of holes around my basement thinking it would keep the mice from coming into my house. It didn't work. They're chewing through the plywood. What is there that he can do?
Well, yeah, mice can chew through pretty much anything, especially plywood, but it's really just a series of steps, Jamie. So first of all, you want to eliminate nesting areas at the outside of the house. What does that mean? Anything that mice can nest in, like piles of firewood, debris, trash cans too close to the house, that sort of thing.
That stack of money in Tom's house.
Right, yeah, right, the garage.
You want to make sure you clean all that. And speaking of the garage, Doug, how many folks keep their pet food in the garage, for example, maybe on the floor?
Yeah.
You have the stack of pet food that's on the floor. Well, mice are going to chew right through that bag. So you want to eliminate sources of food. So anything that a mouse can get through, make sure it's not on the floor or it's on the floor or in a proper container.
All right.
And I do think it's a good idea to set traps or use bait.
Traps. Or get a gun and shoot them, one or the other. All those things are helpful.
You're a good shot if you can shoot a mouse.
All right. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors, protecting the future of home ownership. Here on Good Day, it's 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.